We're the masters of our planet, and for 200,000 years, our intelligence has allowed us to rule unchallenged. But those days are drawing to a close. A new intelligence is rising, artificial intelligence. Our greatest scientists are on the verge of creating machines capable of independent thought, with intellects that could one day surpass our own. A singular event that will dramatically change life as we know it. What would a world dominated by super-intelligent machines be like for us? Paradise? Or a nightmare? Will it mean immortality? Or extinction? One thing we do know, the process has already begun. The singularity, when humans transcend biology, is near, and there is no turning back. They are hunters, with muscles taut and eyes fixed on their intended prey. They are gentle, with fluid movement and a sensitive touch. They're regal, with a lineage that goes back to worshipped ancestors in the time of the pharaohs. They are introspective, aloof, unpredictable, affectionate, comical, and mischievous. They are cats. When massive stars die, they seed the universe with stardust, full of elements like hydrogen, carbon, oxygen, silicon, and iron, the raw materials to build new stars, solar systems, planets, and of course, us. Everything we see around us once blasted out from the core of a star. Every atom in your body was produced in the fiery core of a star. The atoms in your left hand may have come from a different star than those in your right hand, but you are literally a star child. During the breeding season, male wild turkeys gobble, strut, and preen their iridescent feathers, all to attract the attention of eligible mates. But apparently, the single most attractive feature to females is not a male's power suit or macho strut, but his snood, a fleshy appendage above his beak that can stretch to twice its ordinary length during courtship. And not only do females prefer long snoods, but according to behavioural ecologist Richard Buchholz, males assess the snood lengths of other males before engaging in battle. Deep in the mountains of Western Sichuan, I'm hacking through a bamboo jungle, trying to find a legendary trail. Just 60 years ago, when much of Asia still moved by foot or hoof, the Tea Horse Road was a thoroughfare of commerce, the main link between China and Tibet. But my search could be in vain. A few days earlier, I met a man who used to carry back-breaking loads of tea along the path. He warned me that time, weather, and invasive plants may have wiped out the road. Then, with one sweep of my axe, the bamboo falls. Before me is a 4-foot-wide cobblestone trail curving up through the forest, slick with green moss, almost overgrown. Hundreds of thousands of porters trod this trail for a millennium. I'm standing on what's left of this famous but now all but forgotten route, the Tea Horse Road.